Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here. Rob's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, the president of the Grady Company, an award-winning copywriter and a syndicated columnist, professor as well. I know about that. He's the author of a couple of books, a couple of really important books, Naked Marketing, The Bear Essentials, and now in third, at least as far as I know, third edition, and also Rebuilding Your Brand, and he's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I know you want to talk about selling services. Why do
I think it's sort of a lost art. People are accustomed to selling, and typically salespeople think it's a whole lot easier to sell tangible products, things that you can hold in your hand or touch or feel.
Yep.
And intangible products are oftentimes looked at as being a little bit more difficult. And personally, I think it's a lot easier, but because I feel that there's a real system or a process to selling services that differs from selling tangible products. So yes, that's what I wanted to touch on today.
Well, you know, when I sold physical things, or when I do sell physical things, like books today, for example, when I sold Xerox machines back in a long time ago, I sold those things. I used a conceptual approach. I talked about intangibles, even though I was selling them a box. I wasn't selling them a box. I was selling them what that box would do for them.
Exactly. Well, that's the silver, sell the sizzle, not the steak kind of a...
Yeah, yeah. And
how do you do that when you don't even have a steak to talk about the sizzle?
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of hard to sizzle a service, isn't it? But,
exactly.
But let's talk about it, though. Give us some of your thoughts on it.
Well, first of all, we need to define what they are. Typically, we call services any kind of experience-based product that can't be touched. Things like software or insurance or advertising or consulting
right.
in general or those kinds of things, architects, all of that. You're selling ideas. You're selling conceptual services. You're selling, in hospitality, you're selling the wonderfulness of your service.
The experience.
Exactly. And there's a four-step process that really has proven successful over time. I'll go ahead and jump into step one if you want.
Yep.
You want to make sure you sell to decision makers. You're always got to be selling to the decision makers. If you're selling to somebody who says, gee, that's not in the budget, that's a cue. You're selling to the wrong somebody. You really need to be talking to the person who sets that budget.
You can't talk to the person who's responsible for spending the budget. You have to talk to the person who created the budget and knows where to go get a bigger budget.
Exactly. You sell things to technicians. Those are the guys who have titles like foreman or manager or supervisor. Think about the office manager. That person, she buys things. She buys staplers and reams of paper and office supplies, right?
Right.
The foreman in your shop is going to be the person who buys the extra drill bits or the new machine to do such and such or the oil to lubricate that machine. Those are the people who buy things. The people who buy conceptual products and services tend to have titles that begin with C, chief executive officer, chief financial officer, chief marketing officer. Those are the kinds of people, chief IT officer.
And they're also the thought leaders in the company. And not that the managers aren't smart, but the people you're talking about are being paid to think and to imagine and to visualize the future. And if you're talking to them about an intangible, you've got to be talking to someone who's used to thinking that way.
I think it's more because I think that technicians also think about intangibles. It's not that we're looking at at simply thinking conceptually. It's when you're selling conceptually, you're maybe selling to people who cannot think conceptually.
Right.
So a lot of times that you have to lead them down that this four-step path, and frankly, those who are less have less ability to think conceptually are often the best targets for conceptual products. Because you're the one who's doing the conceptual thinking for them.
And even some people in these assignments that we're talking about, the decision-maker assignments, even some of them have difficulty thinking conceptually, thinking about buying an intangible. The reason I say that is when I had my consulting company, there were some business owners that I knew I could help, but they couldn't write me a check for something that they couldn't hold in their hand. They really...
advertising people run into it all the time.
Some
How do
people,
I know if I spend $100 with you, I'm going to get that back in profit?
Yeah.
And you have to have that system in place to be able to address that problem.
Yeah. But there are some people... There are business owners out there who will write a check to a consultant because they take what the consultant helped them with and they convert it themselves. They don't rely just on the consultant. And then there's some people who just cannot do it. And when you if you are a consultant, you find people like that. You just move on. You leave them alone.
Oh yeah, you have to,
because you're never gonna remake them.
Jim, you're already jumping to step three.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so let's
so far ahead of me.
Now let's stay back though. Folks, this decision maker thing that he's talking about is so important. Rob, tell us how to get to the decision makers.
Well, you got to get past the what we call the gatekeepers.
Uh-huh.
But there are ways to do that. That's a conversation for another time. Selling to decision makers is the issue. Once you get to them, and of course that's what you're suggesting is how difficult that can be. You want to make sure the step two is to make sure that they define the problem. And how do you do that? You simply ask questions. And you keep asking questions. Every company has problems. You got to keep mm-hmm. asking questions until you hear a problem that you can solve. One of my favorite questions, and probably works as well in most selling any kind of conceptual problem, is tell me about your competitors. What are your competitors mm-hmm. doing, or how are your competitors?
I like asking them. Tell me where you're stuck with your customers. I like getting people to talk about their customers and what they're trying to do with them.
Well, sometimes that's helpful, but that doesn't always identify the problem. When you talk about competitors, you're at least for me,
yeah,
my clients invariably have issues that are going to be problems that I can solve.
Rob, I need your website, please.
I have two. One is The Grede Company. That's GREDE, company spelled out, thegredecompany.com. And the other is simply my name, Robert Grede, and that has all my books and writing in it.
All right, so check that out. Quick break, 20th.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.